Good day, and welcome to the ASC Survey Town Hall call hosted by Leapfrog Group. Today's conference is being recorded, and at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Missy Danforth. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you so much, and welcome everyone to the 2021 Leapfrog ASC Survey Town Hall call. Today, we're going to go over a lot of information about the changes we made to the survey in response to COVID, review the ASC survey, and also talk about public reporting. So first, a little bit of information about the Leapfrog Group. We are a national not-for-profit. We were founded by large self-insured employers and purchasers in 2000 in direct response to the 1999 IOM report to Earth Human. Our mission is to trigger giant leaps forward in the safety, quality, and affordability of U.S. healthcare by specifically using transparency to support informed decision-making and value-based purchasing. The data we collect and publicly report is used by healthcare consumers, purchasers, and employers, but also by national and regional health plans, transparency vendors, researchers, and others. Part of the reason we have such great use of our data nationally is because of the national network of purchasers that we work with. We call them regional leaders because within their regions, whether it be a state or specific part of the state, they are really leading Leapfrog's transparency efforts on the ground. To date, we have over 35 different regional leaders. They are typically business health coalitions, and they partner with Leapfrog to invite hospitals and ambulatory surgery centers to do the survey, to use the data in specific ways with their own members, who often are the largest employers in their regions, and also with their health plan. But they also do local recognition. And so while Leapfrog has a national recognition program, which we're going to talk about later today, many of our regional leaders have local state-based recognition programs as well for the hospitals and ASCs in their market. So if you are in Virginia, it's the Virginia Business Coalition on Health. If you are in Michigan, it's the Economic Alliance for Michigan. If any of you have questions about whether or not there's a regional leader in your region, please go ahead and submit a ticket to our help desk, and we're happy to introduce you to those individuals who are leading the Leapfrog efforts in your local market. In addition to regional leaders, though, however, we have two other major employer purchaser initiatives. First is we have a national panel of employer benefit innovators. The members of this panel include CVS Corporation, Comcast, NBC Universal, General Motors, HEB, which is a grocery store chain in Texas, the state of Delaware, the state of Maine, the state of Tennessee, Tektronix Industries of North America, the University of Michigan, U.S. Steel, and Walmart. Our national panel of employer benefit innovators will be piloting projects throughout the next several years using data from both the Leapfrog Hospital Survey and the Leapfrog ASC Survey. And so we're really excited to be working with them. In addition, we are partnering with the Health Transformation Alliance, ERIC, the ERISA Industry Committee, the Purchaser Business Group on Health, and the National Alliance of Healthcare Purchasers. These organizations, which represent over 12,000 individual employers, and more than 55 million covered lives, have joined together this year to send joint letters to all ASCs on Leapfrog's roster, urging them to submit a 2021 Leapfrog ASC survey. So if you're on the call today, and hopefully you've already received this letter, if not, please again contact the help desk to let us know so we can make sure you're on our roster and we're part of this mailing. But it's really a powerful collaboration between some major employers around the country, again, to urge ASCs to do the ASC survey so they can use those data in their individual programs. For those of you who don't know, we first launched these ambulatory and outpatient initiatives back in 2019. So that was the first year we launched the Leapfrog ASC survey, and we had a side-by-side initiative where we added a new section to the hospital survey focused entirely on outpatient procedures. So there's a lot of alignment between these two initiatives, so our members can have comparable data to compare between both ambulatory surgery centers and hospital outpatient departments performing these procedures. The goals for these two surveys are similar. We want to collect data that's meaningful to purchasers and consumers by using evidence-based, nationally standardized measures of both patient safety and quality. We strive to ensure proper risk adjustment when it's appropriate, and we also run a dedicated help desk to provide technical assistance. We publicly report data that we want used to inform both purchasing and care decisions, and so we try to highlight performance gaps where choice really matters, and to make our survey results searchable by procedure to make it even easier to find information that you might need. We want to build on our work with purchasers and employers, health plans, and others to incorporate survey results into member tools, benefit design, direct contracting decisions, and value-based purchasing strategies. And again, we are doing this by initiating pilots with our employer innovations panel and continuing to leverage our relationships with regional leaders, our employer members, partners, and data licensees. And then lastly, we want to maintain the highest level of data integrity by implementing various data verification protocols ranging from affirmation all the way onto on-site verification. So a little bit more about the LeapFrog ASC survey. So first and foremost, it's always free to participate. It is an annual survey, and there is no fee to participate ever. The survey assesses ASC performance on national measures of safety, quality, and efficiency, and we've selected measures, as I've mentioned, that are of specific interest to healthcare purchasers and consumers and that cover a broad spectrum of ASC's processes, outcomes, and structures in various aspects of care. As I mentioned, the survey is closely aligned with Section 10 of the hospital survey because we want people who look at our survey results to be able to compare these healthcare settings side by side. Several of the measures included on LeapFrog's ASC survey are aligned with national accreditation standards from organizations such as the AAAHC and the Joint Commission, as well as other national reporting entities such as the CDC and CMS. So in other words, where there are good measures that exist, rather than create our own, we align with those national organizations to decrease the burden of participating in the survey. It allows ASCs to often use data that they already have available through these other national programs. The LeapFrog ASC also provides, ASC survey also provides facilities with an opportunity to benchmark their performance, not just against other ASCs, but also other HOPDs. Results from the survey are scored and publicly reported on a free website. So I think one of the unique things about LeapFrog is that not only is the survey free to participate in, the results are also always publicly available for free. Nothing is behind a paywall. In addition, the survey is applicable to surgery centers that care for both adults and children, including surgery centers specifically dedicated to pediatric care. So as I mentioned, our measures are aligned often with other national organizations, and if you go on our website, leapfroggroup.org, you'll actually find an ASC survey overview document. This is a PDF that includes all of the measures on the survey and includes information about whether or not that measure is endorsed or aligned with another national reporting agency, whether it's applicable to pediatric facilities, and also whether it's reported on by HOPDs via the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. So this document is really helpful in getting an overview of the survey content, an understanding of where you may already have information or data available, and where you'll be able to do benchmarking not only against ASCs, but also HOPDs. In addition, participation in the survey can help ASCs fulfill their CMS requirements for an ongoing quality improvement program. Many of the measures on the LeapFrog ASC survey are specifically designed to enhance and inform quality improvement initiatives. It includes things like medication safety, hand hygiene, use of a safe surgery checklist, and a lot of other metrics that can become the core foundation of an overall ongoing quality program. And lastly, as I mentioned, in some cases, it allows you to use data that you already have, and that might be through participation in an accreditation program or participation in the CMS ASC quality reporting program. And so, for example, we are aligning with CMS in the use of the OAS CAP survey to measure and report on patient experience. To be eligible to participate in the LeapFrog ASC survey, you do have to be a freestanding ambulatory surgery center. So that means you need to be a distinct center that exclusively provides same-day surgical services. And that means that your patients do not require hospitalization. If certified by Medicare, your facility should have a 10-digit CMS certification number, though it's not required to participate in our survey. Your center can't provide surgical services that exceed 24 hours, and many ASCs are specialty-specific, though more and more we're getting multi-specialty ASCs participating in our survey. The LeapFrog ASC survey is not designed for hospital outpatient departments. So if you have a hospital-based surgery center that shares your hospital CMS certification number, you should be doing a hospital survey and submitting data through Section 10. So again, the ASC survey is specifically designed for freestanding surgery centers that are not sharing a license with a hospital. This year, just like last year, we've made several one-time-only changes to the LeapFrog ASC survey, specifically in response to COVID-19. We first published these changes in March, but I did want to review them today. So first, we are extending the submission deadline for 2021. We're also extending some reporting periods. And lastly, we're reducing the sample size for some of the measures. So first, we're extending the deadline for submission of the LeapFrog ASC survey by 30 days. Traditionally, the submission deadline is June 30th. This year, the deadline will be July 31st. That means that survey results will not be available on our public reporting website until the first 5 days of August. The late submission deadline, so this is the last opportunity to submit a survey, will continue to be November 30th to allow for the 2 months corrections period, December 1st to January 31st. So again, we are extending the submission deadline from June 30th to July 31st, and survey results will be available for the first time within the first 5 business days of August. We're also extending some reporting periods. Due to COVID-19, we know that many of you experience interruptions in your services. Therefore, ASCs submitting a survey prior to September 1st will have the option of using either calendar year 2019 or calendar year 2020. We're reporting on several of the measures that use a 12-month calendarized reporting period. That includes Section 1A, basic facility information, Section 3A, volume of procedures, and Section 4A, medication safety. ASCs do not need to choose the same reporting period for each of these sections of the survey. And so what that means is you could choose to report on calendar year 2020 for Section 1A, and then choose to report on calendar year 2019 for Sections 3A and 4A. So you don't need to choose the same 12-month reporting period for each of these sections on the LeapFrog ASC survey. We're trying to give you maximum flexibility and ensure you have available data when reporting on this year's survey. We've also reduced the reporting period for the CDC's NHSN outpatient procedure component. In previous years, we've used a 12-month reporting period. However, again, due to interruptions in service last year, we've updated that reporting period to the most recent 6 months prior to survey submission. In addition, for each of the NQF-SA practices, we've also extended the reporting period. For Safe Practice 1, the 12-month reporting period has been updated to the last 24 months, and for Safe Practice 2, the 24-month reporting period has been updated to the last 36 months. We hope this will allow ASCs to use data available in the pre-COVID months of service and be able to report to the survey this year. And then lastly is the reduced sample size. So in 2020, we did reduce the sample size for the medication and allergy documentation measure in Section 4 from 60 cases to 30 cases, and we went ahead and maintained that reduced sample size for this year. So in Section 4 for the medication and allergy documentation measure, where you have the option of sampling cases, you'll be able to sample only 30 cases this year when reporting to the survey. So those are the changes that we made this year due to COVID. And now I'd like to review the survey sections in general. So each section of the hard copy of the survey is organized in the same format for both the hard copy of the survey available on our website and also the online survey tool. Sections are organized and include general information, reporting periods, survey questions, which at time include endnotes, the affirmation of accuracy that will need to be completed for all five sections of the survey before it can be submitted, and then lastly is reference information. So, for example, the reference information for Section 1 immediately follows the questions in Section 1. The reference information for Section 2 immediately follows the questions for Section 2. Both the endnotes and the questions and the reference information, including measure specifications and FAQs, should be reviewed before the survey questions are answered. The LeapFrog ASC survey, just like last year, includes five sections. The first section is basic facility information, and this is one of those sections where you'll have the option of reporting on either calendar year 2019 or calendar year 2020. You'll be asked to report on the number of operating rooms and endoscopic procedure rooms, the total number of adult and pediatric discharges, teaching status, ownership, accreditation, and whether or not you have a formal transfer agreement. Section 2, medical, surgical, and clinical staff, asks you to report on ACLS-certified staff, PALS-certified staff, and also board certification for both physicians and anesthesiologists, including certified nurse anesthetists. Section 3, volume and safety of procedures, is another one of those sections where you have the option of reporting on either calendar year 2019 or calendar year 2020. In this section, we ask you to report on the volume of adult and pediatric procedures defined by CPT codes, and then several structural questions related to patient follow-up, processes to ensure that patients are selected appropriately for your surgery center, informed consent, the implementation of a safe surgery checklist. As we did in both 2019 and 2020, we continue to focus on a small number of adult and pediatric procedures that were selected using the following criteria. They're high volume in both ASCs and HOPDs, based on an analysis of commercial claims, and they require either moderate to general anesthesia or a nerve block. We're focused on the following 10 surgical specialties: gastroenterology, general surgery, ophthalmology, orthopedics, otolaryngology, urology, dermatology, neurological surgery, obstetrics and gynecology, and plastic and reconstructive surgery. So unfortunately, at this time, if your center is only performing, for example, cardiovascular procedures, you would not be eligible to submit a survey. Within each of these 10 procedures, for the most part, we include both adult and pediatric procedures. This table outlines the number of adult and pediatric procedures we're collecting volume data on for each of the surgical specialties. So we have four adult and pediatric procedures for gastroenterology. However, for general surgery, we have seven adult procedures and only two pediatric procedures. For dermatology, neurological surgery, OBGYN, and plastics and reconstructive surgery, you'll see we only have adult procedures included. Section 4 focuses on specific evidence-based patient safety practices, including medication safety, participation in NHSN's OPC, where you can report on both surgical site infections and same-day outcome measures, hand hygiene, N2F endorsed safe practices and policies related to NEVER events. As a reminder, ambulatory surgery centers that are not yet participating in the OPC or administering a patient a culture of safety survey can still report to a LeapFrog hospital survey. You can simply answer no to those questions. And lastly, Section 5 focuses on patient experience, and here we're aligned with CMS in asking ambulatory surgery centers to report their top box scores from the OAS CAP survey. However, there are a few differences to the way that LeapFrog is asking these questions versus CMS. First, we are accepting responses from ASCs administering the OAS CAP survey, regardless of whether they are submitting the data to CMS. So you can report the data to LeapFrog, regardless of whether you're reporting the same data to CMS. Next, we're accepting responses from ASCs administering the OAS CAP survey using modes not yet approved by CMS, such as electronic administration. So if your ambulatory surgery center is administering the OAS survey using an electronic mode that's not approved by CMS, you can still report those data to LeapFrog. And then lastly, where CMS is requiring ASCs to have at least 300 return surveys, we're actually only looking for ASCs to have 300 eligible discharges during the reporting period and only 100 returned surveys. So please review this information in the hard copy of the survey, because it's quite possible that you're not reporting this data to CMS. You would still meet the requirements to report this data to LeapFrog and have that information stored publicly reported on our public reporting website. As a reminder, if you're not yet administering the OAS CAP survey, you can simply respond no to the question. It doesn't mean that you can't participate in the LeapFrog ASC. A couple other updates related to the 2021 LeapFrog ASC survey. So first, we've actually removed a couple sets of questions. In Section 1, we've removed fact-finding questions regarding internal transfer policies. And in Section 4, we've removed fact-finding questions regarding antimicrobial stewardship. We've also added two new optional subsections in 2021. In Section 1, we've added some new optional questions on billing ethics and monitoring healthcare and equity. These new questions are optional this year and therefore will not be scored or publicly reported. In Section 4, we've added new optional questions on the percentage of BSN or higher educated nurses employed at your ASC. And again, because these questions are new and optional, they won't be scored or publicly reported this year. Lastly, I want to remind everyone that we have several robust data protocols in place to ensure data accuracy. All of this information is described on our website. Our protocols range from an affirmation of accuracy for each section of the survey, electronic warnings in the online ASC survey tool, our extensive monthly data verification, monthly documentation requests, and virtual datafication, which will replace on-site data verification this year. In the hard copy of the survey, we have an extremely helpful pre-submission checklist. It's on page 2. Which you can download the hard copy of the survey on our website. The pre-submission checklist is very helpful to review before you get started. And if you have any questions, we would encourage you to contact our help desk so we can provide you with technical assistance and ensure that you have all the information you need to get started with data review and survey submission. In addition, you will need a 16-digit security code in order to access the online ASC survey tool. In order to ensure that only authorized individuals from your ambulatory surgery center have access to the ASC survey, you'll need to submit a security code request form. There are a couple options to get a security code. One involves joining LeapFrog's NHSN group, and the second involves submitting a copy of your national accreditation letter or certificate or your ambulatory surgery center's county or state business license. If you have any questions about obtaining a 16-digit security code, as always, you can contact our help desk and we're happy to help you with that process. Okay, now I want to talk about scoring and public reporting. We urge all ambulatory surgery centers to review the scoring algorithms. All of this is published on our website that will be used for public reporting for your 2021 survey results. Once your facility submits a LeapFrog ASC survey via the online ASC survey tool, the submitted responses will be scored using algorithms available on our website. Only those responses that are submitted will be scored and publicly reported. So if you complete the online survey tool and only save it and never submit it, nothing will be scored and publicly reported for your center. Generally, we publicly report results beginning on July 25th for facilities that submit the survey by June 30th. However, this year, because we've extended the submission deadline to July 31st, the survey results will not be available until the first 5 days of August. There are two places that you're going to be able to review your scored survey results once you submit your survey by July 31st. The first place is the ASC details page. The ASC details page is available as a link on the survey dashboard. So when you log in with your 16-digit security code, within the first 5 days of August, you'll be able to click the link, ASC detail page, and see your survey results. The details page is only available to surgery centers because it includes intermediate scoring information that at times we do not include on our public reporting website. You can also see your survey results on our free public reporting website, and again, these will be available starting in August. We use four different performance categories in scoring and public reporting. Achieve the standard, which we display as four filled bars, and I'll show you what that looks like in just a second. Considerable achievement, displayed as three filled bars. Some achievement, displayed as two filled bars. And limited achievement, displayed as one filled bar. Additional scoring terms that we use include does not apply if your facility does not perform a particular procedure. Unable to calculate score for facilities that report a sample size that does not meet our minimum reporting requirements. Decline to respond if you did not submit a survey. And then pending LeapFrog verification, which is the term we use if your survey responses are undergoing a verification process. The performance categories, as I mentioned, are displayed on our public reporting website using cell phone bar icons, and the left side of the screen shows what those icons are. The right side is a screenshot of how survey results are displayed for individual facilities. For each measure on the LeapFrog ASC survey, we include the measure name, a description of our standard, and then the center's overall progress in meeting that standard. For some measures, you'll see we also provide additional details related to the score, and you can log on to our website right now, leapfroggroup.org, and search for hospital and ASC survey results from 2020 to see this information. Currently, you can search for hospitals and ASCs by facility name and location, and you will get a list of results. We distinguish hospitals and surgery centers using these icons on our public reporting website, so users who have a particular preference can select based on that information. However, we will be introducing new search functionality beginning this year. So beginning in August, visitors to our public reporting website will be able to search by facility name, location, and by procedure. Will feature the outpatient and ambulatory surgeries and its own search box to drive even more traffic to those results. We're also going to launch a new compare feature that will allow visitors to select up to three hospitals and or ambulatory surgery centers and compare their survey results side by side. And again, these new features will be rolled out in 2021. Our approach to scoring and public reporting is the same for both hospitals and ASCs. We work with national experts to establish standards to which all participating hospitals and ASCs are measured against. And so once...
Please stand by. We are currently facing some technical difficulties and we'll aim to get ahead again shortly. Misty, please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that, but my line got dropped, but I am back. So again, just to talk a little bit about our approach to scoring and public reporting. So again, to go back to that screenshot, you'll see that on our public reporting website, we have the measure name and then a description of LeapFrog standards. Those standards are set, as I described, by LeapFrog's national expert panels, and they are helpful because we can freeze our standards for several years. For example, we typically freeze benchmarks used in scoring for a minimum of 3 years, and that way ASCs can actually see improvement over time. If we constantly move the goalpost, so constantly change what it means to meet our standards, it would be very difficult to use survey results for benchmarking purposes, but also for quality improvement. And so by setting standards and freezing the thresholds we use in scoring, typically for 3 or more years, it actually creates an ideal structure for both hospitals and ASCs to do benchmarking and quality improvement. And again, all of our standards are available in the scoring algorithms document. So you can basically download a hard copy of the ASC survey, fill out the paper survey, use the scoring algorithms that we publish on our website, and hand score your survey and know every single result you're going to have in public reporting before you ever submit that information online. Right. And so we try to be and hold ourselves to the same goals of transparency that we ask hospitals and ASCs to commit to. If you have any questions about completing the survey, using the scoring algorithm to do the hand scoring I just described, so you know exactly what your survey results are going to be before they're published, please contact the help desk. We can schedule a one-on-one call with you and review that information. We always want you to be aware of what your survey results are going to be because they are publicized and they are used by all of those groups that we talked about in the beginning of the call. The other thing I want to call your attention to is we are in the process of publishing a series of case studies featuring ambulatory surgery centers that have participated in our survey. Our first case study is published on our website, and it features the Center for Spine and Joint Replacement Surgery's journey to their first year participating in the survey. We have a second case study that will feature an ambulatory surgery center in Las Vegas that will be featured later this week. The case studies include both a Q&A and also a video interview. I would highly encourage all of you to take a look at these case studies. I think they provide some great insight into the value of participating in the LeapFrog ASC survey. And lastly, I want to mention, I alluded to this at the beginning of the call, this year we'll be using survey results to give out our first ever top ASC awards. These national recognition awards will be modeled after LeapFrog's highly successful top hospital awards. The top ASCs will be acknowledged in LeapFrog's national press release and on our website, and will be invited to accept awards in person at our annual meeting this year in December. We are extremely excited to have this national program this year extended to ambulatory surgery centers. In order to be eligible for this national recognition, you need to complete the LeapFrog ASC survey no later than August 31st, and that is a firm deadline. We have more information about this awards, including videos from previous award ceremonies on our website. If you have any questions about this program, again, please do contact the help desk. But the most important thing to remember is that you do need to submit the survey by August 31st or you will not be eligible. That is a firm deadline. So again, our deadline for submission is July 31st. Survey results will be published within the first 5 days of August. But if you're not able to submit your survey by that deadline, you do have all the way up until November 30th, the late submission deadline. If your ASC is striving to be a LeapFrog top ASC this year, you will need to submit your survey by August 31st. The corrections deadline is January 31st. So once you submit your survey, you will have between December 1st and January 31st to submit a correction online before the survey is taken offline at midnight on January 31st. As I mentioned, you can always contact our dedicated help desk to ask questions in writing or to schedule a one-on-one orientation to review the questions, measure specifications, scoring algorithms, or any other questions you might have about participation in the LeapFrog ASC survey this year. So I will stop there now and see if the operator can come on the line to give instructions for the Q&A portion of today's webinar.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow the signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on the phone line will indicate when your line is open. Please state your name before posing your question. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause just for a moment to allow everyone the opportunity to signal for a question. Thank you. Once again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll now take the first question. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Are you in? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
I would want to know if you guys are in discussions with any of the major health plans about using your survey for their Centers of Excellence programs that most of the large plans have.
We are, and that we're really trying to increase participation, particularly among ASCs this year for that very reason, because we are in constant dialogue with both regional and national health plans about the use of this data in their programs.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Because there are no further questions at this time, Missy, I'd like to turn the conference back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today again. Please feel free to contact our dedicated help desk if you have any additional questions or to schedule a one-on-one orientation call. There's a lot of time between now and the submission deadline of July 31st. And as a reminder, we do accept surveys all the way up until the late submission deadline of November 30th. I would highly encourage you to take a look at our case studies. We'll have a second one out on our website later this month. All the information you need for the LeapFrog ASC survey is available on our website, leapfroggroup.org. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
That concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.